Hi there. The word for today is take the high road. In 1 Peter 3 verse 9 we read, don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate. It's been said that the depth of your hurt determines the width of your response. So, it's likely that when somebody hurts you, your first impulse will be to get even. But any momentary satisfaction you experience will invariably be followed by a lingering sense of regret. And why is that? Because you know you've failed God by retaliating. We typically retaliate in two ways. First, we call it tit for tat. Look, before you make your offender suffer, carefully consider these words found in Romans 12, verse 17. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all you can to live in peace with everyone. Never take revenge. Leave that to God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. And the second way in which we retaliate is by involving others. Not only do you not have the right to strike back, you don't have the right to tear down your offender in front of others. You remember Joseph? He not only refused to punish his brothers for their terrible betrayal, but he refused to publish the details to those who worked in his courts. Why? Because he saw God's hand at work in all of it, and he realized that what he'd suffered at his brother's hands had made him the man he was. So, Peter writes, 1 Peter 3, verse 9, don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Indeed, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and He will bless you for it. So, if you want to walk in the blessing of God each day, then the word for you today is take the high road.